www.danco.com or call our toll-free number 800-326-6261.
Welcome back, everyone. High above the mats, high fidelity. Heard the national anthem right there from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. Day three, final day of the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. And what a ride we've had. And I'll tell you what, folks, this roller coaster ride is about to go to the top of its peak as we'll go into a crescendo right into the finals tonight. Joe Sinclair, Coach Kevin Cochran, who will be down on the mat. When there's only three, Coach, you are going to be among the elite of the elite.
Hey, I am excited and ready to get there. It's been a long time since I've had the opportunity to coach in the finals, but we've got a lot of action right here, right now. We got Briar Cochran's right up on mat number one. His match just started. Jaron Gloss is going to be right here on mat number six. Ryan Kale is going to be somewhere. He should be somewhere out here, too.
He's on mat number three right here. I've got Glosser. And you have got Briar Cochran.
I'll take Cochran.
Yeah, I'm going to say, sorry, buddy. I missed that one.
I'll take Ryan Kale from Cardinal
Community. All right.
He's just underway here on mat number three. His opponent is Caden McClintock from St. Edmund, Fort Dodge, in his class 1A, 113-pound consolation semifinal. And, folks, the winner of this match is going to compete for a third-place medal. The loser goes down and tries to get fifth.
All right. Underway here is going to be Jaron Glosser taking on Jake Hunderos, I'm sorry, Southeast Warren, just underway here at 120, Constellation Semifinals.
Now, that match with Glosser is a district championship match right there, and I think Glosser came out on top. Briar Cochran is wrestling Schmitz from Gilbertville, Don Bosco, and 1 minute, 12 seconds left in the first period, 0-0 score.
Ryan Kale from Cardinal Community is taken down in the opening seconds of his 113-pound semifinal match. Fights his way off of his back to avoid back points. He trails 2-0 early going here, 113 pounds, class 1A, 113.
At 120, Jaron Glosser, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont going for the chance to wrestle for third place, taking on Jake Hunderos. And just underway here, first period, no score.
Briar Cochran's on his feet in the first. He got dinged in the eye or something, had some injury time there. But trying to find a takedown here with a minute left in the first.
Meanwhile, Jaron Glosser gets the takedown with 1 minute gone in the first period, 120-pound action. Eddieville Blakesburg on top, 2-0.
Briar Cochran got a takedown there with 50 seconds left. He leads his opponent 2-0.
Folks, this is live high school wrestling action. Consolation semifinals. Winners of these matches will compete for the third-place medal. The losers will be going for fifth. These are the cream of the crop. It's the top echelon of Iowa high school wrestling right here on 96.7 KIIC and on the live stream on KIICradio.com.
Briar cut his opponent. He leads 2-1 with 25 seconds left in the first period. His opponent must have lost a heartbreaker in the semifinals, just losing 2-1. So this would be a great win for Briar to find a chance to get a wrestle for third and fourth.
Jaron Glosser's out in front here, 2-0, still right in top after the takedown. 11 seconds to go, first period, trying to ride out 100 odds of Southeast Warren. Bryce Leshen and Cowan will be on deck, folks, so we're going to bring you really fast-paced wrestling.
Ryan Kale trailing 2-0 going to the second period, has his choice. He will take the down position while they work on blood timeout on his Fort Dodge St. Edmunds opponent, Caden McClintock.
All right, they're going to, and you know, I thought they were going to do all the matches at once, so we got some good news they're going to do 1A, then 2A, and 3A. I was a little worried that they're going to do them all at the same time. So that's some good news for us.
I think they're going to go 1A, 3A, and then 2A.
That's like some of the pressure off of us here trying to race all these down because we're going to be stacked up.
Okay, Briar Cochran over there leads 3-1. He got an escape within about 3 seconds out of the second period.
It just underway here in the second period. Glosser out in front, 2-0. Gets the escape as he started the down position to begin the second period. Now it's 3-0. Jaron Glosser of Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont out in front.
class 1A 113-pound consolation semifinal. Ryan Cale from Cardinal Community is reversed to start this second period. He now trails by the score 4-0. 1:39 left in that second period. 113-pound class 1A bout. Ryan Cale from Cardinal Community trailing 4-0.
Briar Cochran, just a kind of a controversy right there. They're talking about it. Are they going to give him Award Schmitz the takedown on the edge of the mat? He kind of covered both feet, and they did. He did. Breyer just kind of quit wrestling on the edge, allowed Schmitz to come up and grab that second ankle. When you grab that second ankle, it's two. Both of his feet were in. Now we are in a 3-3 tie. Minute 23 left in the second period at 106 pounds, class 1A.
Texts are coming in from the Moravia Mohawk fans down there. Kathy Carr, principal there at the Moravia High School, says, go Breyer. Now Breyer's cut loose there, and he leads the 4-3 with 109 to go in the second period.
Back in action here, 56 seconds to go in the second period. It's Jaron Glosser out in front, 3-0. And, folks, this is the setup for who will be wrestling for third and fourth place a little bit later this morning. Right now, Jaron Glosser out in front for the Rockets, 3-0 the score here, 41 seconds, second period.
113-pound action, class 1A. It is Ryan Cale trying to score his first points of the match. He spins out in the second period, gets the reversal, and narrows the gap to the score of 4-2. Ryan Cale, Cardinal Community, not giving it up here at 113 pounds. 44 seconds left in the second period, 113-pound action. Ryan Cale from Cardinal Community trailing by the score 4-2. 38 ticks left on the clock in the second period. Class 1A, 113 pounds.
Breyer's got 38 seconds left. He got a caution there when they come back to the neutral position. Boy, it'd be nice if he'd find a way to get a takedown here, but Schmitz is in deep on a shot and trying to score. Is he going to dump him? He's got him dumped. Breyer's going to hang on. He's got to find a way to hang on or get out of bounds right there, but they did award the two. They've awarded the two. 21 seconds left. Breyer finds himself down 5-4.
There's a second period action there, so he's got the third period to go. Breyer Cochran does, trailing by a point. They'll go to that third period, 5-4 the score.
Well, guys, right now it is Jaron Glosser being attended to. A little blood timeout here. 29 seconds to go in the second period. 3-0 Glosser out in front.
We go to the third period, class 1A, 113-pound consolation semifinal match. Ryan Cale from Cardinal Community, he trails by the score 4-2 behind Caden McClintock from St. Edmund Fort Dodge. And St. Edmund Fort Dodge wrestler Caden McClintock getting a little bit of blood time there, but he will start the third period in the neutral position. So a takedown here for Ryan Cale from Cardinal Community. He could tie this thing up.
And we need to do the same thing here on mat number one. Schmitz from Don Bosco got his choice in third period. He chose neutral with the 5-4 lead. So Breyer's got to find a way to take him down. And he did early on in that first period. He's got to keep hand fighting, create an angle, and find a way to get a takedown, because lately Schmitz has been controlling the match. He can't let him get that ankle right there on the edge. Keep going. Out of bounds. Good. Back up on their feet.
Got a text coming in. We are proud of you, Breyer. Let's go, Breyer. Mohawk Nation representing right here.
Ryan Cale from Cardinal Community has a minute and 30 seconds remaining in his 113-pound match. He trails by the score of 4-2. They're off the mat with 1:30 to go. Third period action here. Class 1, 113 pounds.
Over here, again, it's good. Jaron Glosser still out in front. 3-0 just after the blood timeout. 3 seconds gone by. And we're going to go to the third period. Glosser out in front, 3-0. Let's go back to Breyer Cochran.
Breyer's got a minute left. Still trailing 5-4. Schmitz again on a deep shot. Breyer's trying to counter it. He's got an underhook in. He's got to keep getting those hips back, and not allow Schmitz to get in deep and dump him by on that double leg.
Well, Coach Kevin Cochran, I've been sneaking peeks over there at Breyer Cochran's match, and that kid he's wrestling is a wizard on his feet. He's really good. He's in there deep right now on a double leg. Gets the takedown at the edge of the mat to extend his lead to 3-7-4 is the deficit that Breyer Cochran faces with 35 seconds to go in that match. That's a good wrestler there he's up against.
It is. I mean, just the tradition of Don Bosco in general. I'm sure he's got a lot of good workout partners and everything. But Breyer's got 33 seconds left. All he needs is an escape and a takedown, which is very easy to do in 33 seconds, and sometimes easier said than done, I guess. But very, very capable of doing it.
It's doable. Come on, Breyer Cochran. We want to see you going for that third-place medal, not fifth.
Right now, Jaron Glosser starts the third period in the top position, out in front 3-0. He's riding hard, trying to get the back points right there. He does get Hunter Doss over on his back, and back points being earned here for Glosser. He's hanging on here, might get the pin, guys. We're going to Breyer Cochran real quick, final 14 seconds.
We've got a 4-3 score here for Ryan Cale from Cardinal Community. 29 seconds remain. Kale from Cardinal Community trailing.
We got 5 seconds left in Breyer's match. Still 7-4. Can't find a way to get up and out. Looks like into the match, Breyer's going to be wrestling for 5th and 6th place.
Jaron Glosser is holding on here. Jaron Glosser gets the pins for the Rockets. Jaron Glosser with the pin for the Rockets. He will advance on with a chance to wrestle for 3rd place. And besides that, he helps give his Rocket teammates those bonus points for the pin. Let's get over to Kale real quick as we move fast and furious.
Well, Ryan Kale will go down to a tough loss there. No, excuse me. Let's see. Kale wins by the score of 8-4, and he put his opponent on his back at the very end of the match. Ryan Kale come from behind when he trailed in that one 4-0, winds up getting the win 8-4 with a big 5-point move. Ryan Kale, Cardinal Community, will be going for 3rd and 4th.
Absolutely.
That's fun to watch right there.
And Breyer Cochran, he will be still wrestling for 5th place, folks. So Breyer Cochran with a chance to wrestle for a 5th place finish. He just came up a little short there, Coach. Really a nice match there, but his opponent was pretty darn good on his
feet. Yeah, he did. I think he's going to have a rematch with Sheldon Ely, who he wrestled for in the opening round on Thursday, and he tech-falled him 18-3.
Yeah.
But, you know, three weeks ago he got beat by that same kid. Needs to understand where he's at and keep that same momentum that he brought in here on Thursday and walk out here with the 5th-place medal.
We're going to be moving to 145. Tucker Black to take the mat. Mat number 5. Tucker Black will come out on mat number 5. Just underway here. Naturally, you're going to put him on 6 right in front of us. Tucker Black underway here at 145 for the Rockets. You just heard Jaron Glosser get the pin for Rocket Nation. Black going to try to do the same thing here in Constellation Semifinals. Jake Mize from... they just moved it on me. Jake Mize from Woodbury Central.
He's from Woodbury Central, and this is another rematch from the first round. And Black beat him in the first round 6-4.
Yep.
But if I remember right, he got off to a quick start and ended up, I think he got the lead at 4-0. So we'll see if he can find a way to beat him twice.
Mize gets the first takedown. Now the escape by Black. They're back on their feet here. 1:36 to go, first period. Black trying to help his teammates out and give himself a chance for a third place finish here at Wells Fargo Arena. Here's a quick move and a takedown right at the edge of the mat.
God, he just kind of pancaked him right to his back there, and he's got tight. He needs to,
Tucker needs to try to bridge out of
bounds. He needs to get out of bounds where he's at. They're right on the edge. There they are counting back points, but if he can scoot about 4 more inches off that mat, then now they're actually considered out. They're considered out, but he needs to just keep getting out so they can blow that whistle, and he can get a fresh start back here in the middle
of the
mat.
Oh, but he's got it turned inside. Mize has got it turned inside, and Tucker Black
he's
in
tight.
Trouble here with 58 seconds to go. The big headlock being applied, and Mize gets the pin, avenging a first-round loss. So tough loss there for Tucker Black. He is pinned by Woodbury Central Mobile's Jake Mize. So Tucker Black just got caught there.
He did, and that's one thing you love about this sport, and it's one thing you hate about this sport. If you make a mistake and your opponent capitalizes on it, I mean, it can be the end of the match. And that's kind of what happened with Tucker right there. He got caught, kind of got pancaked right to his back. And Mize did a nice job of keeping a lot of pressure on. That was one tight headlock.
He had that headlock in there tight, folks. And just right at the edge of the mat, looked like Tucker might be able to try to bridge out, but he had his feet on the outside of the mat, on the outside of the out-of-bounds circle, and his head was on the inside, and he just couldn't get his feet spun around to scoot out and call the pin in the first period for Mize.
Well, let's recap. Jaron Glosser came out for the Rockets, got the pin, and he will advance to take on one of his opponents for a chance for third place. It was Cochran in a tight match over there that you called, Coach Cochran, and he'll have a chance still to fight for fifth place.
Yeah, he will. And like I said, I think he's got a rematch from the first match and hopefully walk out here with the win. It's always nice to end the season with that win.
Kale from Cardinal, he'll have a chance to wrestle for third place. You got to
call
that one.
He had a Ryan Kale.
He's wrestled
behind.
Well.
He's wrestled well. He got behind 4-0. Came back strong and had a big 5-point move in the last 10 seconds of his match. And he was facing the kid from Fort Dodge, St. Edmunds. And he got it done with a 5-point move in the last 10 seconds. Scored that 8-4 victory for Cardinal Community. And, man, we got great sponsors. Love the Cardinal Community folks down there. We've got People's State Bank, Lathrop Construction, Albion Motors. Don't want to forget to mention Summers Insurance here helping us bring you this broadcast on 96.7 along with the live stream on KIICradio.com. That's Summers Insurance Group. Let them shop for the best insurance coverage to fit your individual needs. And they're located on the north side of the Albee Square and high above the mats in the Community First broadcast booth. We got Jason Summers up here bringing it to you live.
Yeah, and we got our buddy Kevin Cochran who'll be down on those mats tonight. Can't wait for that. A big night. Shadow Leshen will be down there. Van Belser from Atum will be down there. Riley Denny will be down there. We got Maroff and Crosby will both be on the mat. So we're going to be well represented here in Southern Iowa. We'll bring you all the matches tonight in the finals. Right now we're in the semifinals, 1A action. We're going to move to 2A here in just a second. We've got still got Dylan Conley coming up here, 285. Tucker Black, you just heard Tucker fell by pin. He'll have a chance, Coach Cochran, to wrestle back for a fifth place finish as well.
Yes, he will. And I don't think I've seen who won that other match. Well, actually, it's still going on right now. But we'll kind of let you know who Tucker might be wrestling here coming up for fifth and sixth. The other thing, talking about Southern Iowa, I know we've kind of stayed in here in the central part, but if you look at just Southern Iowa as a whole in the state, I know Burlington has two in the finals, two quality wrestlers. Mediapolis has three in the finals. Washington has Fletcher Green at 113 in the finals. Crest and Orient Maxburg's got two guys in the finals. So we're doing a nice job representing, because normally when you've always talked about the history and the rich tradition of Iowa wrestling, it was everybody from Interstate 80 and north.
Yep.
Actually Centerville, I believe, was the first school south of Interstate 80 to win a state championship.
It's starting to move south, as you have you just recognized. We have Jake Marlin has a chance to be a four-time state champion. Elite. Well, that's the elite of the elite of the elite. It is a rare place to find yourself, and Sorensen as well.
I think there's 21 of them right now, and so they would make number 22 and number 3.
Bring the largest applause of the night if either one of them was to accomplish an amazing feat, and hard to imagine either one of them getting beat, to be honest with you.
It really is. They are cream of the crop, and it's... They've actually got a thing that it's called standing ovations, and they do these interviews, and that's what they call it for the four-timers, the standing ovations, because this crowd is going to get up on their feet twice and give each one of those young gentlemen a standing ovation whenever they win their match, and that is in itself pretty cool.
Cannot wait for tonight. We got some great wrestling going on right now. We're going to take a timeout, come back. Conley from Moravia will be coming out at 285. Then we're going to switch to 3A action. Victor of Indianola and Davison of Fairfield will be in action. Then 2A, Bryce Leshen, Griffin Osing, and Cowan's going to take the mat along with Spore. Dane Jones of Oskaloosa will be coming here in 3A as well. So we got a full lineup for you here this morning as we try to determine who, a little bit later on this morning, will be wrestling for the medal spots. And all this is setting up for who's going to wrestle for third and fourth, fifth and sixth, seventh and eighth when we come back here to Wells Fargo Arena.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
They tell me we haven't talked about our deli sandwiches enough, that some people don't realize we will make a deli sandwich to their order.
Oh my, we have to take care of that. We have 12 deli meats and 14 cheeses to choose from.
And of course, all kinds of condiments to add that special taste they want. All for $3.25 each.
Many people call ahead at 774-2131 or 1-800-479-1343 so that we have it ready when they get here. Some like to see our row of standing orders taped across the counter. They just call and we know exactly what they want.
However you do it, they are great. Try one. You'll enjoy it. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
Red Hall Realty is a family-owned and operated business. For over 30 years, they've served the customers who are buying or selling real estate, settling an estate through a listing or an auction. Red Haw has some of the lowest commission rates available and no hidden charges. And their well-trained brokers can help you with relocation counseling and market expertise. Red Haw Realty is located on the east edge of Sheraton on Highway 34. Stop in and meet the experts or call Todd Shelton at 641-774-4242.
You want a chainsaw that starts easy, runs smooth, and provides years of dependable performance. You want an Echo chainsaw, built to tackle the toughest jobs. Whether you're pruning limbs, cutting firewood, or taking down an entire tree, each Echo chainsaw is designed to provide long, trouble-free life. Mac Hardware Highway 34 Bypass in Sheraton has an Echo chainsaw to do your job. Mac Hardware and Echo, built to tackle the toughest jobs. You don't know what you don't know. Have you had an insurance loss on your home or business? Were you satisfied with your insurance claim payout? At Heartland Public Adjusting, they are advocates that represent the homeowner and business during or after an insurance loss. Insurance companies have professional adjusters that protect the interests of the company, but Heartland works only for the home or business owner. For a free insurance claim review, call Heartland Public Adjusting, 515-559-4828. Check out Heartland Public Adjusting.
Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight.
I wish I may, I wish I might.
Have the wish I wish tonight.
Dreams are a part of every little girl's life, and the dreams only become more grand in scale as little girls grow up into adults. That's why the professionals at Lucas County Health Center and Medical Clinics are here to help make your dream of motherhood become a reality. From pre-pregnancy planning to your first prenatal visit through labor and delivery in our newly renovated OB suites, we're here for you, cheering you on and providing the care and support you need to help you make the most of your dream of motherhood.
Looking for a way to spend quality family time? Well, Hobby Haven has the answer, whether your dream is to drive a race car, fly a plane or a helicopter, or engineer a mile-long freight train, or just build a model of your fantasy dream machine. Hobby Haven has the hands-on hobbies and the staff of active hobbyists to help you realize your dreams. Hobby Haven, 2575 86th Street in Urbandale. Stop in and experience the family fun only a hobby can provide. Live your dreams at Hobby Haven in Urbandale.
Head for the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's Ranch House is a gathering place for great food and activity. On Tuesdays, you can take private guitar lessons. And on Thursdays, Pat Mead stops in and performs at the Ranch House. Judd's has nightly food and drink specials, fresh salad bar, plus a welcoming staff. Gather at the Ranch House, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This ain't wrestling. This is wrestling on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, from the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth. You're listening to the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament here in day three, and right now we're trying to set the third and fourth place matches.
It is
this morning because the 1A action right now, 2A a little bit later on this morning to set up the third and fourth place matches that will take place later on this morning, closer to the noon hour. Then at that same time when we wrestle for third, fourth, we'll also do the fifth and sixth wrestle offs and the sixth and seventh or seventh and eighth place wrestle offs. So right now we're setting up the final session to determine who's going to be wrestling for third and fourth and fifth and sixth. We're in 1A action. Conley of Moravia will be coming here in just a moment. 2A probably about 30 minutes away.
It is the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships on Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC. We've got the Thunderbolt app available on KIICradio.com, and that's also where, Joe, if you're at your office, you can listen live.
I don't think people realize, you know, I think they go out and they look look for the app, and they may think they already have the KIIC app. Folks, this is a brand new app, and the Thunderbolt app is a new app altogether, and at the very bottom, you can scroll across the bottom, get closings. There's so much information in there. When you click on the link, not only can you listen live, which was a part of the previous app, but this new app that you have to go out and download at the iStore or at the Apple Store or at the Google Play Store. And the app, when you push on the bottom, you'll have all kinds of ways that you can not only enter, get information about the sports events that are going on, but interact with us. You can take video. You can take pictures and upload it to us. You can do a shout-out where you actually can, Joe, record a shout-out, and it'll go right back to the studio, and you know, we can play those shout-outs.
Those are cool.
Later on.
I'd
like to try that for today as we get to the championship round. If you have the Thunderbolt app at the very bottom, you can scroll on the bottom. You'll see the different icons that come up, and you'll see a shout-out. Looks like a megaphone. Push on it, and it'll say simply record. And when you record your message, send, and it goes right back to the studio, and we can play those. Hopefully we can get some of those tonight. And I know as time goes on, we get accustomed to this amazing app. It is absolutely amazing that people will really embrace it. But a great way to interact with the broadcast, not just get information. We are in 1A action, Joe, and we're going to move to 2A here in just a little bit. But why don't we tell people where we've been?
Well, we are just getting ready. It's going to be the consolation semifinal matches here in Class 1A. We heard Eddyville Blakesburg get a big pin out of Jaron Glosser. He competed for Eddyville Blakesburg in Class 1A, 120-pound match, brought to you by First Iowa State Bank, serving you in two locations, both Albia and Eddyville. Ryan Kale from Cardinal Community, 113-pound consolation semifinal match. He wins, so he will be going for the third-place iron, the third-place medal. He had a great come-from-behind win against St. Edmunds. Fort Dodge wrestler McClintock scored the 8-5 win.
All right. Conley's going to be coming out here just momentarily. I want to let everyone else also know that, and a big shout-out to my wife, Scarlett, who has been at home doing the work, taking care of everything. But, guys, she's been updating Facebook. Scotty goes in and grabs the pictures that Scarlett's been posting on Facebook. She's writing the storylines. She has become a reporter for us and doing a great job. And I know all the Facebook people out there really appreciate the work she's doing to keep people in touch with this wrestling tournament.
Our next action is going to come at Class 3A in the consolation semifinals. And we do have a match for you there in the Class 3A consolation semifinals, actually a couple. It will be Dane Jones from Oskaloosa, going to try to go for that third-place medal. He's got a kid, Kreifer. Kreifer there is Colin Kreider, that is. Colin Kreider, 44-9 on the season. We've also got Dilks from Mount Pleasant. Excuse me, he'll be going for seventh. So one Class 3A match to bring you in the next round. That is the consolation semifinals.
We have Victor of Indianola at 145. We'll bring that contest as well. And for Indianola. And
that is right.
So we'll have two matches in 3A that we'll want to keep track of. And then, of course, 2A is going to be really, really busy. That will start with Leshen and Cowan at 126. Bryce, Leshen, and Cowan. This will be their fourth time in 4 weeks that they will have met. No, I apologize. Fifth time in 5 weeks that they've met.
Yeah, Cowan's had 10 matches all year. Five of them have been against Tanner Cowan. That's just absolutely insane. But they will meet for the chance to advance to the third-place contest. The winner of that one will go for third. The loser will go for fifth. And those matches will be all brought to you here in about probably a half an hour. We've also got Jack Leshen at 170 and Seth Davison. They will compete in the Class 2A Consolation semifinal matches at 170 pounds. And then we've got Colton Spohr from Knoxville at 182 pounds. He's got a consolation semifinal match as well.
Dylan Conley's going to be coming out here in just a moment, folks. Some Mohawk fans, let's get ready to roll here. Dylan Conley will coming out here in just a little bit. So actually, he'll also be coming out a little bit later on this after the third and fourth places are determined here.
Also at 2A, 152 pounds, we've got a rematch of the opening round. It was Nick Georgine from Davenport Assumption, undefeated on the year. He was beaten in the first round by Griffin Osing. And those two will meet again this afternoon. And that grudge match is going to be a fun one to watch.
That was 1-0 the first time.
1-0 the first time they met. Griffin Osing got the big W. I'm going to be anxious to see how those two wrestlers perform and compete when they meet again here. That's probably going to be right about the noon hour.
Hey, Joe, we talk a lot about the coaches. We talk about the wrestlers, of course. We even talk about the fans. But we leave a group out every once in a while, and that is the cheerleaders. And the cheerleaders stopped by. Devin Yarkowski stopped by. Look at this. I don't know. I'm going to put it on the webcam, folks. That's a little treat that we got, and good stuff out of them that came up.
Oh, that's some gooey stuff. I'm drooling there.
Well, I get first pick.
I'm getting done with this.
I'm getting this one right
here. I'm going to tell you, it'd take probably about a 2.5 to 3 hour practice to probably get that
great.
Off of you.
I just took my burst bite, and I didn't get my workout in this morning, Coach. Thanks
but then,
a lot.
But then, if you know, understanding maybe your guys' work ethic, maybe it'd be a four and a half hour practice.
The pace we've been going up here.
Oh, I got a throat lozenge in right now, but there's going to be some caramel and chocolate in my future.
Well, you can hear the crunch.
You better get to it. I got a little bit of a sweet tooth on me.
Well, I want to say thank you to the cheerleaders. Facebook helped set that one up, guys, because Yarkowski posted on her Facebook that she was making some goodies for the girls. And I said, hey, what about the broadcasters? And she promised that she'd bring them up and delivered.
That is delivery. Great job there. Thank you, Devin. And also need to thank besides Scarlett, also Stacy and Allison.
Yeah.
A couple of great ladies that help make us what we are, Scarlett and Stacy and Allison. Want to thank them for being who they are and for what they do.
This week, Coach, you know this as well as anybody. This week and last 4 months really can be a challenge because you got so many things pulling at you, and you love your wife and your family and makes it a challenge, but if we didn't have the wives we have, we all overmarried. That's no doubt about that.
I always tell my wife, I said, you know, I've been coaching for 17 years, and I said, it seems like when we come to wrestling season, I only have a 9-month marriage contract for the year. So there's 3 years that I've really not even married. So when I start talking about anniversaries, I think I've only been married 14 years now instead of 20, what it looks like on paper.
Oh, that's
20 years
quality.
For you?
20 years for me.
You?
24.
21. Guys, 60-plus years amongst us. Well, you know we married not only over our heads, but we married some pretty strong women.
That's pretty good stuff. Oh, man, all folks, right. You are listening to live conversation at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We are in the consolation semifinals. It's much more casual now here at the Wells Fargo Arena as we bring you these 2013 edition wrestling matches because we have whittled it down. We had 16 competitors at each weight class when we started. Right now we're down to 8, but we've only got 4 at each weight class in this round. So it's spread out. You know, it's kind of like a winnowing. The chaff has been separated from the grain. The winnowing has occurred, and the cream of the crop has risen. Tonight, Coach Kevin Cochran, he will be down there with his suit on with Karsten Van Velser, the 138-pounder from Ottumwa. And did you bring a suit, Kevin Cochran?
Oh, yeah. My wife says, she goes, do you want me to pack it, or do you just want me to bring it up when I come up? I'm going to tell you right now, you're packing it because I'm going to need it. And that's what I told her before we come up.
I like that.
I cannot wait to get Karsten Van Velser up here tonight after his championship match and let him know the confidence that his coach had in him, that the suit came up with him on day one. That's great, great stuff.
Looked good in a tie yesterday, buddy. So, I wore my Paris tie today. This is my wife and I went to Paris last year, 20 years celebrating. I said, you know what? I'm thinking of this with me today.
I've got my Joe Millage, KIIC.com 96.7 sports shirt on.
What'd you do to get that done, man? You had to pull some big-time strings. Heck, Joe won't hardly buy me a pop, and he's gave you a shirt.
Oh, this is good stuff, too. He gave it to me at the district meet last week that you missed while you were in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's what you get. You guys did such a great job. Here we are in Vegas, and this is the addiction that you get to this sport. And I can see why our listeners call back or text back and say they enjoy the broadcast. We're in Vegas, the Monte Carlo, and the wrestling comes on. We're planning to leave, go do our thing in Vegas. We can't leave the room. 4 hours we stay in the room. We listen to the very beginning and stay to the very end, and we couldn't leave until it was over.
That's pretty good, as long as you weren't asleep.
Good stuff. Hey, let's take a timeout. We're going to come back here. We're going to get to 3A action here in just a moment. You're listening to the special edition of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, High Above the Mats, High Fidelity from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Iowa Realty is Iowa's largest. Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton is ready to serve you. Hanson's has 5 realtors, all members of the National Association of Realtors, the Iowa Association of Realtors, and the Rathman Board of Realtors. With interest rates low, get out of your rental and start earning equity. You can check inventory and calculate your monthly payments with their online mortgage calculator at iowarealtysheraton.com. To buy or sell farm, acreages, residential, or commercial, call Hanson's Iowa Realty at 641-774-5822.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting 2 indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Hi, I'm Katherine Berkman, and when I knew that I needed a knee replacement surgery, I was so happy to learn that I could go to Monroe County Hospital and Clinics to have the surgery and physical therapy. I had excellent care from start to finish. It was wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homaden comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Now, back to a guy who knows what cutting weight means.
Oh, buddy, I'll tell you what, do not eat your refried beans. Your burrito grande comes out muy grande.
Here's Jason Summers.
Welcome back, everyone. High above the mats, high fidelity from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. Welcome to all the Jock listeners who join us here in this broadcast. If you haven't noticed, our voices are a little on the weak side as we get to day number three here at Wells Fargo Arena. We move from 1A semi-consolation matches now into 3A. And on the mat, a couple of contests we'll keep an eye on as we prepare for our number one, 145. We're going to have Victor of Indianola taking the mat, and that'll be our featured match at 145. But right now it's at 126. Coach Cochran, that's Southeast Polk's Keegan Shaw, is on the mat taking on Josh Winger of Cedar Rapids Prairie.
And he finds himself down 5-2, and this is kind of a crucial match for Cedar Rapids Prairie because I think they're in the hunt to try to bring home a trophy here. No one's going to catch Southeast Polk. So Winger leads 5-2 in the third period with the minute 20 left.
It's over on mat number seven, it's Briar Dittmer of Southeast Polk, also on the mat. He's out in front, 6-3 over Michael from Cedar Rapids. So we'll keep those matches. But right now, our feature matchup at 145, going to be taking the mat, is Victor from Indianola.
Victor's had a nice season this year. I know we wrestled him 145 in the duel. And has really turned it on and wrestled well towards the end of the season. And that's the best time you need to turn it up.
Well, he's got another Southeast Polk wrestler. It's Colin Strickland. Matt Victor, Indianola, 41-6, a senior. Taking the mat, taking on Colin Strickland. That is on mat number five, just across the way. They're just underway. Here's a takedown in there.
No, they've waved it off. They've waved it off.
Well,
yep, he's Victor's got that arm. He's finding a way to scramble up and scramble out. Now we give up
a quick cover up there by Strickland. Strickland out in front for Southeast Polk, 2-0. We'll keep updated with Keegan Shaw for those who are listening following Southeast Polk.
Well, Keegan's that's the end. Keegan loses to Cedar Rapids Prairie, Josh Winger, 7-2. So Keegan's going to find himself going for a fifth and sixth place match.
Matt Victor just underway here at 145, the 3A semi-consolations. Winners here will be wrestling for third or fourth place. The losers will wrestle for fifth or sixth a little bit later on here this morning. Right now, Victor trailing 2-0, 47 seconds to go in the opening period.
And over here on mat eight, just to help Southern Iowa a little bit, Clayton Hawker from Fort Madison is in a wrestle back wrestling Colby Knight, who I believe was a state champion last year. I believe, or right there, has been ranked number one, lost to Logan Ryan, and Hawker finds himself down 4-0 into the second period with about 15 seconds left.
Matt Victor taking on Colin Strickland of Southeast Post. Victor of Indianola trailing 2-0 here. 14 seconds to go in the opening period. Deep waist to ride put in. Trying to get the left arm back is Strickland. Final 7 seconds of the opening period. 6-5-4, and the first period will come to an end. Victor will trail going into the second period, 2-0. Let's get back to your action over there with the Southeast Polk wrestlers.
The only Southeast Polk we got right now is, Strickland and Victor.
Yep.
Right here on mat number five.
They just finished up. Had Dimitri out there.
There's just some good battles in here. I mean, this round is where if you've lost in the semifinals, so you've just lost in the semifinals last night, and you're coming back trying to still move forward and go for that third place medal, and the other guy's just kind of been sitting waiting to see who he's going to get a wrestle. So tough loss coming off the semis, trying to regroup and come back and win this match.
Coach Kevin Cochran, now that's the voice of Coach Kevin Cochran. He'll be down on the mats. He's got a wrestler in the championship tonight. Van Velzer of Ottumwa. Got Coach Tony Johnson on the other headset from Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. We'll talk about those big matches tonight. But right now, starting in the second period, Matt Victor starts in the cover position. Strickland trying to get to his base. He's out in front. Strickland out in front from Southeast Polk. 2-0 the score here. Just underway second period. Victor doing a good job of riding. Got the deep waist in. Trying to borrow the right arm back. Now a stand up by Strickland. Coach Cochran, you can see a lot of these 3A wrestlers throughout the year. I'm sure that you run into them along the way.
Yeah, we do. And to be honest, tried to stay away from Southeast Polk as much as we could, man. They are a dominant team. If you look at the team standings in 3A, actually, I almost think in all three of them, I think it's decided. I don't think anybody can catch the top team.
No,
so in 3A, it's Southeast Polk. In 2A, it's West Delaware. And in 1A, I didn't look at 1A where Albernette leads Emmitsburg by 30. That's pretty hard to come back from unless you've got about 10, 12 guys here in these wrestlebacks. You know, Southeast Polk qualified 13 wrestlers, and there's only 14 weight classes, and I think they've still got 9 out of those 13 going.
It's really unreal. Matt Victor here for Indianola, riding hard here on Strickland. He's ridden him for the entirety of this second period at 16 seconds to go.
He's got
now,
back
Strickland
points.
Has some back points as he was tilted back by Victor, and there's a potentially dangerous call put in. 2 back points earned there by Victor. Real nice job. He's really ridden hard here in this second period. That can really wear on a guy.
Well, and that's huge points. You look at with 12 seconds left, if Strickland could have just found a way not to give up those points, you know, he leads 2-0 going in the third period, and that's going to be huge. Now, if he cannot give up a point here,
Strickland,
and he doesn't. Oh, they did.
It looked like
they're going to talk about it.
Yep.
Let's see if the time was good.
2 points were given on the reversal. Victor was trying to keep Strickland down, and Strickland just leaned back and got those back points on Victor and got the reversal. Now 4-2 the score. Strickland out in front for Southeast Polk going into the third period. Here's a stand-up right out the whistle to begin this third period. Victor starting in the down position, trying to get out.
But that's just a huge momentum change, too. I mean, as a wrestler, having a 2-2 tie going in that third period, and then if you get the escape, then you can focus on getting that takedown versus putting it in a must-have position.
Matt Victor of Indianola on the mat, 41-6 as a senior. Trying to get the win here for Indianola. We're at 145. We're in 3A action. 2A will be gathering over there in the northwest corner, east corner of the arena. Here in just a second, they'll be taking the mats here for their semi-consolation matchups. Victor right now trailing by 1, 4-3. Strickland, a Southeast Polk, got that reversal with about 3 seconds to go in the second period, and is separating these two wrestlers. 4-3, Strickland Southeast Polk over Victor of Indianola, 53 seconds to go, final period. Wrestling at the edge of the mat, they'll reset and set things back up on the center of the mat.
Well, Victor's got to keep hand fighting and get in there and try to create an angle and get a takedown here. He's got about 45 seconds left. You know, as anybody, you hate to see it come down to that last 15, 20 seconds. He needs to get a takedown to have a little security here.
Here comes Victor. He's going to try to get the comeback win here. Here's a deep shot in there by Strickland. He's in deep, a sprawl out on the single leg by Victor. Now Victor does a great job of grabbing that back ankle. If he can get the arm separated, Coach, he can come around the backside. But
he's got to break that grip loose. He's got to break that grip loose around the leg. And
he's got to be carefully going to get the
Strickland did a nice job of bringing his head up and out and bringing his hips out and come around. There's 10 seconds left. He can just hang on. I mean, he's in one of those positions where it's just going
to
eat the clock up. That's not where Victor
needed
to be. 5 seconds
counting, and that is going to lead to the final 1 second, and Strickland gets the win for Southeast Polk. Matt Victor, though, will have an opportunity to wrestle for fifth or sixth place. Colin Strickland of Southeast Polk will be wrestling for third or fourth here as we complete this 145 semi-consolation. Matt Victor loses to Colin Strickland by 1, 4-3, your final score there. Matt Victor falls for Indianola to the hands of another Southeast Polk wrestler, Colin Strickland.
Over here on mat two, we got Dalton Whitty from Burlington.
Yeah.
Over here on mat number two.
My nephew wrestles over at Burlington.
He's winning 2-1, second period, minute 13 left to go. He's been a tough wrestler. I think he had a tough, I can't remember who he got beat by here. It was Tim Miklas from Southeast Polk, who's the number one ranked kid. And so I think Whitty, he's only a junior, but I guarantee he's got third place written all over. That's what he wants to finish. And he's 2-1 over Dylan Chase of Clinton, who's a sophomore with a 33-11 record.
Got a text coming in already. A surround sound at the Johnsons. You guys on the computer downstairs in the boys' room on the radio and my tablet while I'm cleaning house. Well, we hope to give you something to entertain you with while you clean that house. And we're going to keep you busy here. From Wells Fargo, we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come right back here and get ready for some more two-way action when we come back to this exclusive coverage of the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. High above the mats, high fidelity from the Community First Credit Union Broadcast Suite. You're listening to AIC via the Jock. Glad to have you all along. We'll be right back after this timeout.
John Deere is changing the reputation of utility tractors. John Deere utility tractors are best known for their work on farms, but their popularity increases daily from their work they do on ranches, acreages, feedlots, and more. A John Deere utility tractor is an investment in any operation, and one that's guaranteed to provide a return year after year. Learn more about John Deere utility tractors at ebarkers.com or any of our 8 Barker implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
It's back to action here. We're going to move right along. Dane Jones of Oskaloosa. He's looking for another third place finish here in back-to-back seasons, guys, and he's going to take the mat here right in front of us on mat number six.
I like to see Dane Jones not quite as heavily taped as he was yesterday. I'm sure that his North Scott Eldridge opponent is aware, though, that he's got that left knee issue that was a big factor in his loss yesterday. Dane Jones competing here in this Class 3A 195-pound consolation semifinal, folks. This is Oskaloosa Indian Dane Jones. Winner of this one will compete for the third-place medal here this afternoon. The loser will be going for fifth, and we've got the starting whistle at 195 pounds. Dane Jones from Oskaloosa on his feet. His opponent from North Scott Eldridge is Kreider. Kreider in on a single leg. Sprawl by Jones. Jones with a couple of knee pads on, but not heavily taped like he was in his match yesterday. That was a tough match. Dane Jones lost to a very talented where was that kid from? Southeast Polk, I think. Oh, now Dane Jones in on a double leg. A sprawl by Kreider. And Kreider now gets in on the ankles. Should see a stalemate here. The wrestler's tied up in a knot at the edge of the mat.
Well, we had Mrs. Morgan stop by this morning. Her 7th grade class had been listening to us all week, and we asked them to give us a big scream when Dane was on the mat yesterday. She is up here today to come and say hello, and so we put her on the air, and she said it filled the hallways, the cheers that were coming out of her 7th grade class.
Well, that is awesome. And after the stalemate, we're back to action here at 195 pounds, Class 3A, 195-pound consolation semifinal right here for you on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. Wrestlers are off the mat again. We'll bring it back to the center mat and thank the good folks at Sheraton Valley REC to make sure that you call one call before you dig for anything. That's Sheraton Valley REC.
Well, this exclusive Oskaloosa Wrestler wrestling match brought to you by Advanced Concrete Specialist. Give Tony Johnson a call, and he'll take care of all of your concrete needs. Concrete or Advanced Concrete Specialist of Oskaloosa.
20 seconds remaining here. First period action, 195 pounds. Kreider in on a single leg. He's got the ankle tied up, but reaching over the back and grabbing the ankle. On the other side is Dane Jones, and we're going to fish this thing out of bounds, and we'll go back to the center of the mat. 8 seconds remaining in a scoreless tie. First period action, 195 pounds, Class 3A consolation semifinal. Dane Jones on the mat for Oskaloosa.
Well, hey, Dane Jones' path to get here. He beat Casey Becker in the first round by sudden victory to squeak past that first round. Then he had Riley Prescott from Fort Dodge, and dominated him 7-0, and then found himself in a pickle there in the semifinals against Adam Walther from Waverly Shell Rock. And he needs to find a way right here to get past Creeder, so he might be able to set up another district rematch against Pelfrey, because Pelfrey is wrestling against Southeast Polk right now on mat number 7.
And Pelfrey is for which school there, Coach Kevin?
Iowa City West.
Iowa City West. They've got their championship day singlets on today. They've gotten rid of the two-tone green, and they've got the gold with the green trim singlets. Well, so didn't recognize that Iowa City West squad down there. Championship day, folks. Some of these bigger schools got a little bit more money than some of our Southern Iowa schools, and they got different uniforms for different days.
Dane Jones starts in the down position to begin the second period, gentlemen, and he gets the escape. He's now out in front, 1-0 here. 30 seconds gone by. Second period. Dane Jones of Iowa schools at 195-10 lead.
Dane Jones off the mat now. They bring it back to the center mat, and we'll restart it with 127 to go. Class 3A, 195-pound action. Crider from North Scott Eldridge. Jones, that is Dane Jones.
Oh, a big shot there by Crider.
Big shot, but a big wizard. And Jones
can turn that around.
Trying to get back. Now he tries to hook up and underhook and can't quite get there. A nice job by Crider to get his hips underneath of him and get back in position to wrestle. No takedown awarded there for either wrestler. It is 1-0. Dane Jones on top. 1 minute remains in the second period.
Got the underhook right here. Let's see if he can get that throw in.
He's got the underhook. And a throw by Crider. And Crider, are they going to give him the two?
They do.
They give him the two, and that was the right call. That was the right call. Dane Jones just relaxed a little bit at the edge of the mat. He had a bear hug hooked up. Now he trails 2-1. Crider with the takedown at the edge of the mat. 49 seconds remain, though, in the second period. I bet Dane can bust right out of there here.
Let's see how he reacts to this. I mean, I know Dane and the coaches, and you know, he can kind of get mentally down on himself, but hopefully he pops right up right here, right when there he goes. Yep, he's got to find a way to get out right here.
He's to his feet, 45 seconds, and he gets out. It took 4 seconds for him to get out of there, and now he's back on his feet wrestling. His opponent, Crider, with a takedown at the edge of the mat, has got the two-point takedown. A couple escapes for Dane Jones here in the second period, and it's 2-2, 30 seconds remain, 195 pounds.
You can see this is going to set up for an epic battle here going into the third and final period. Jones tied up with Crider, 2-2 score here, 23 seconds and counting, second period.
Well, there's a single leg shot in there by Crider, and nice shuck by Jones, and they're out of bounds again with 18 seconds to go. And Dane Jones really not taking a lot of shots, but he's doing a good job countering.
You know, one thing as a coach, and I sit here and I look at, like, say, we're wrestling Crider from North Scott. One advantage that I think maybe the North Scott wrestler has is that when you look at the kids that he has to wrestle with in that room every day, whereas Dane Jones is kind of the elite kid at that weight. And, I mean, he had Landgravy and Wissey, which were lighter than him. But the North Scott, they're 220-pounders here. They're 285-pounders here. I believe they're 82-pounders here. So he gets to battle every day with those kids in that room. And that's what makes you better, with having good partners in the room and beating the heck out of each other.
And that's not dissimilar to what's going on in Eddyville, Blakesburg, and Albia. Yeah. You look at the center of the lineups for those schools. They're tough, top to bottom. All right, we are on our feet here. Dane Jones gives up the escape at the edge of the mat with 5 seconds gone in the third period. So we're going to be on our feet the rest of the way here, folks. 3-2, Dane Jones trailing now with 1:45 to go in the third period. Class 3A, 195-pound consolation semifinal action, folks. The winner of this one is going to go for the third-place medal. The loser will be going for fifth and sixth. Dane Jones in now on a double leg at the edge of the mat, and they're off the mat with 1:29 to go in the match.
And folks that are just joining us, 2A action, the semifinal consolation matches for 2A are coming up here right after these 3A matches, so we're just probably about 15 minutes away from getting those 2A matches underway.
And don't be anxious, folks, if we don't call your favorite wrestler's number, because some of the matches have already been set up. The folks going for the bottom side on 7th and 8th have already been determined. Now here we got Dane Jones in with a minute to go on a single leg. Good sprawl by Crider from North Scott Eldridge, but Dane Jones gets his hips underneath of him. Now there's separation with 1 minute to go. A shot by Crider. The wrestlers are on their feet. A lot of action here in the third period. Class 3A, 195-pounder. Dane Jones trying to advance to the third-place match, and we've got a stop in the action. The official says, hey, boys, let's mix it up. Back to the center of the mat. 51 seconds to go. Underway. 3-2 the score. Dane Jones trailing Crider from North Scott Eldridge. It is a man-on-man battle here at 195 pounds. Dane Jones on his feet. Shot in there by Kreider. Counter by Jones, and they're separated again with 36 seconds to go.
Jones going to make a run here in the final 30 seconds. Here's a deep double leg in there by Kreider. Sprawl out to by Jones. They're back on their feet. 26 seconds counting. Jones trails by one here. 3-2 to Kreider.
Glance over at the clock by Kreider. Nice to see Dane Jones with a setup here. Try to get something going here while we bring you this 2013 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships on 96.7 KIIC.
12 seconds, 10 here. A single leg shot. Nothing there. Wiped off by Kreider. Back on her feet. Under 6 seconds to go. Jones in on a double leg. Trying to fight. Now he's going to get with the takedown. Kreider comes from behind.
It was a 5-2 decision for Kreider from North Scott Eldridge, but Dane Jones, with time expiring, just took a wild shot, more of a lunge than a shot, and the sprawl and the takedown for Kreider from North Scott.
You know, but I mean, watching Dane and understanding Dane's capabilities and what he can do is, it's, as I sit here and watch it, you kind of get a little frustrated as a coach. I look at the clock, there's about 53 seconds left, and he's down. He needs to score a takedown, and he never took one shot until there was 11 seconds left on the clock. I mean, you just can't.
Coach,
you
know,
here you just can't wait that long.
I was going to ask you this while it was going on, but the activity's too so fast. I see oftentimes where a wrestler has a 1 point deficit that they tend to wait to the final seconds to get that takedown. I wonder if they're thinking in the psychology there. I want to get the takedown in a shorter period of time so I don't have to give them the escape and can get the win. Is there a truth to that? Is that a strategy?
My theory is, hey, first of all, you got to get the takedown first. So you get the takedown, and then, because he was down by one, you get the takedown, you're up by one, and then if he gets away, then you can still take it into overtime. Or just riding tough.
Your chances of not getting the right angle
riding,
the final 10 seconds.
Riding tough, come down to a leg, you know, come down to an ankle or whatever, get your stalling call.
Well, Dane Jones will still have a chance to wrestle for fifth place. He'll wrestle a little bit later on here. We'll bring you right now. We'll bring you 3A semi-consolation matchups, and this will determine who will be wrestling for third or fourth, fifth or sixth. The seventh and eighth place matches are already determined. All those place, those final place matches will take place later on this morning, probably right after the noon hour. We'll get to those third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, seventh, eighth finish, the final finishes. But we'll have 2A to come right after this to set up those third and fourth, fifth, and sixth matches.
And 2A is just getting started at 106 pounds on their consolation semifinals. The first 2A match we're going to bring you is going to be a match that folks in Centerville and folks in Albia have heard before, and that's going to be Tanner Cowan from the Centerville Big Reds versus Bryce Leshen.
5 weeks.
So do you guys want me to take Cowan and you guys are going to take Leshen? And we'll have a little battle up here.
Royal Rumble.
How are we going to do that?
Okay, Big Red. We can do that.
The good news, I don't think we can lose in this match.
Correct. There's no way we're going to lose in this match.
That is the good news.
96.7 will win.
And
that is a match going to be brought to you by Centerville Tractor and Implement, your local John Deere dealer down in Centerville, along with Dewey Motor Company, locally owned and operated Chevy and Buick dealership there in Albia. And Tharp Funeral Home, pre-plan now. It's easier than you think. And, folks, we're just about, I'd say, 4 minutes away from that exciting matchup between Tanner Cowan and Bryce Leshen. It is going to be a rematch, and the winner will be going for third place. Whoever comes out on the bottom of that one, does not have their hand raised, will be going for fifth.
Let's take a really quick timeout. We're going to take a quick timeout, come right back here. You're listening to exclusive 2013 Iowa State High School wrestling coverage. We'll be back high above the mass, high fidelity from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. Don't go anywhere.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Now, back to a guy who thinks a whizzer is... never mind. Here is Jason Summers.
Oh. Something I need that back, that door to come open for right now. The restroom is located right behind our suite, conveniently. But it's been a busy place here this morning. But right now, we got to get back to action. 126, gentlemen, this is going to be a South Central Conference rematch. Fifth time these two will have wrestled in 5 weeks.
And Tanner Cowan takes the mat first. The Albia cheer squad takes their positions on the left side of the mat as we look at it. Down from the fourth story, Bryce Leshen, he will be wearing the red, and Cowan will be wearing the green. So the big reds are green, and the big blue is red. All right, we're nearly underway. The wrestlers do get those leg bands put on. Coaches have taken their chairs. Schofield and Nick Pickrell there in the corner for Bryce Leshen. And who's that over there for Tanner Cowan, Coach Cochran?
Coach White. And
that's Coach White and Coach Whistler.
All right.
Hard to identify Whistler. I think when you guys probably seen him at sectionals, his hair was longer. He had the big beard going and everything. And so he finally got himself cleaned up a little bit.
All right. They started off the whistle and a little headgear issue now for Tanner Cowan, so we'll get going. And now we're underway. 126-pound Constellation semifinal action. Winner goes for third, loser goes for fifth. It's Class 2A 126-pound action live from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. Bryce Leshen in there on a double leg shot. Nice sprawl by Cowan, and they're both back to their feet with 130 remaining. Another single leg shot in there by Leshen. Leshen in deep on the single leg. Cowan with the sprawl. Cowan trying to leg it out of bounds. Leshen goes to the double leg. Brings him back to the mat. Elevates. And, oh, nice job by Cowan getting off the mat. And we're out of bounds with 121 to go. And a nice shot.
It was a nice shot. But Cowan's as tall as he is, and that leverage that he had is the only thing that got him out of there. If he's 3 inches shorter, he's taken down.
So technical. That's the thing I've really come to appreciate out of that kid. He is a technical wrestler. He really understands where he's at. And so does Bryce, for that matter.
Well, there's an ankle pick attempt there by Tanner Cowan with an ankle pick attempt. Nice sprawl by Bryce Leshen. Now Bryce Leshen in on the single leg. Now
Tanner's got him in a front headlock here, trying to rotate that elbow up. And actually, either guy can score from here. I mean, for every offensive move, there's a defensive move. I mean, you can counter about everything.
Well, there's Bryce a double leg again by Bryce, and Bryce has got him elevated. And this time, he brings him to the center of the mat, inside instead of outside, and it's a head for a lever. Bryce Leshen takedown. He's got the 2-0 lead here. 37 seconds remaining in the first period at 126 pounds. Cowan being ridden by Leshen now. Deep waist ride by Leshen. Leshen tries the tilt, and there is a turnaround by Cowan, and Leshen almost got reversed there, but he does just give up the one. It's an escape for Tanner Cowan. 2-1 in a roly-poly action there. Leshen tried the tilt. A nice cast over with the hips and legs by Cowan, and he gets out. It's 2-1 with 17 seconds to go. Wrestlers are on their feet at the center of the mat. It's Cowan from Centerville. Bryce Leshen with a single leg shot with 10 seconds to go. Sprawl by Cowan. Now Leshen, a little bit extended out, and looks like we're going to have a takedown for Cowan.
I really like the action. Bryce Leshen has really been aggressive here as a freshman. Talking to the coaches last night, guys, they talked about how
there's a discussion whether or not there was a takedown, and
they give it to him.
They gave it to him. 3-2 is the score. So Leshen does give up the takedown with time expiring in the first period. Now Cowan leads by the score of 3-2 as we go to the second period. Leshen's choice. He takes the down position. He gets set. 2 minutes are on the clock in the second period. He's covered by Cowan, and off the whistle, it is a sit out by Leshen.
And understanding Tanner Cowan and one of his strengths is going to be on top. I guarantee he's going to probably try to throw those legs in. And there one goes. He's going to get the other one in, and he's going to try to crank them shoulders and try to find a way to turn Bryce. But Bryce is wrestling enough. He's going to understand, I got to get up and out. I can't allow Tanner to sit there and crank on my neck for 45, 50 seconds.
Well, right now, Leshen is to his base. Cowan has both legs in. It's a double crossbody ride. Cowan trying to use that crossbody ride to break down Leshen. Leshen with his elbows on the mat and knees up. And there you go. There he is cranking on those shoulders. Tanner Cowan riding hard. There are a minute and 15 seconds left in the second period here. It's a 3-2 score, and we've got potentially dangerous, a little bit past parallel on a power half attempt by Tanner Cowan. We'll reset it at the center of the mat. 3-2 the score. Cowan on top. 3-2 to Bryce Leshen. Folks, we're going to have Griffin Osing at 152 pounds coming up in just seconds. Griffin Osing will have a rematch against Nick Georgine from Davenport Assumption. The winner of that one will go for third place. Meanwhile, 1 minute remains in this second period at 126 pounds. Bryce Leshen out now.
Good job. Switch out here by Bryce. If you can get the come out the backside here.
Well, Cowan got a little bit out of position, and Bryce Leshen now locking it up. There has not been a point scored, but
there
it's
it
a two-point reversal for Bryce Leshen with 44 seconds to go. And Cowan got a little bit out of position there. Nice job by Bryce Leshen. Grabbed the inside of that knee while Cowan was trying to put it in there. Got it elevated. Turned it into a double leg takedown move, and it was a reversal for 2 points. Now Leshen leads 4-3 with 30 seconds to go. Leshen riding with the deep waist. There's a Granby roll by Cowan, and it works.
Wow.
He's out.
Oh, Leshen grabbed on. They did give him the escape there.
They did not give him the escape with 21 seconds to go. It looked like Cowan was out, but it was out of bounds.
He pointed to the center of the mat. I thought he was giving the 1 point escape, but he was just pointing to go back to reset at the center of the mat.
I expect you're probably going to see that Granby again right here. He's got 19 seconds left. Try to find a way to get out and get one here to tie the score up. You know, as a coach, just what Bryce did, where he found a way to get that reversal. You know, as a coach, you want Cowan to. Normally, you'd want to give up that one and try not to give up the two, so you have the opportunity to take him back down and keep that gap a little bit closer. But a lot of times, that's easier said than done also.
You hear the coaches over and over again in those circumstances saying, two for one, you know. And
two not one.
Two not one.
All right, now stand up and Granby by Cowan, and he does get the reversal, and he's got Bryce Leshen on his back
here for Bryce.
With 4 seconds to go. Cowan gets loose. He's going to get two back points, three back points. Oh, man, that was amazing. A five-point move with 5 seconds to go for Tanner Cowan to make his lead 8-6. He trailed 3-6 with 5 seconds to go in the second period. He hit the stand-up Granby roll and put Bryce Leshen on his back.
8-4. They actually give the two to the wrong guy. And 8-4 right here.
Let's see. It should have been 3-5. It should have been 8-4. It should be 8-4.
It was 8-4, but I think Cowan went down. Bryce cut him, put him on his feet for the start of the third period.
Got it.
Which
it's
makes 9-4.
5-point lead now for Tanner Cowan. 1:42 to go there. Off the mat, outside the circle. We'll come back and set it up for you again, folks. Leshen from Albia trailing by the score 9-4. Cowan from Centerville on top.
You got about a minute 40 left, and I guarantee you're going to see a brawl here for the next minute and 40 seconds between these two wrestlers. You know, Bryce has got a long way to go to try to catch back up, but Cowan's not going to let up either. He's in the senior year.
Yep.
Bryce is a freshman. Both of them are going to have, Tanner's going to end with a great career. Bryce has got a great future ahead of him in the sport of wrestling.
And there's a takedown for Cowan, just a little bit wild on a shot by Bryce Leshen. Got a little bit out of position, got stretched out trying to get that single leg, and Cowan, cat quick, sprawled, spun, and got the two-point takedown to extend his lead. 7 points now, 11-4, Cowan over Leshen at 126 pounds. 1 minute remains in this semifinal consolation contest. The winner of this one will be going for third place, the loser for fifth.
Griffin Osing will be coming out here just momentarily, folks, to take the mat at 152 for Albia. Right now, though, is Bryce Leshen trying to get the get out here and get a big comeback stage, but Cowan riding hard.
Bryce Leshen broken down now with the double leg right on. We've got a stall warning against Cowan. He's got a few of those to give with a seven-point lead on 96.7 KIIC here at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships 2013 edition at Wells Fargo Arena. This consolation semifinal match being brought to you by B&W Plumbing and Heating, your local Rheem furnace dealer. Now back to action. We reset it after that stall call. Bryce Leshen tries a roll, gets out, and now he's got a chance, but he cannot quite get a roll, but he's working hard, and if he can elevate his hips and put Cowan on his back, he can get
that over.
He does get the reversal. Bryce Leshen gets the side roll and a reversal. He now trails by the score of 11-6. Tanner Cowan on top with 10 seconds to go. Bryce Leshen trying to lock up a cradle. It's a desperation pinning combination try with 5 seconds to go, and Cowan will hang on to win 11-6 at 126 pounds. And you called it, Coach Kevin Cochran, here on 96.7 at 126 pounds. It was a brawl at the end.
Both wrestlers wrestled great matches. I mean, they really have. But when you see the guy that many times in the season, I mean, sometimes it's one of those mental things. It's like, God, him again.
Are they 3-2 on each other? I think. No, it's actually
2-2.
2-2.
That was the fourth time.
I said fifth time. But let's go to Griffin Osing. That'll be coming out here just in a second to take the mat on mat number one. Griffin Osing will take the match. Great job out of both those wrestlers. And they're good friends. The families know each other. They've been wrestling each other for a long, long time. And congratulations, Tanner Cowan. And Bryce Leshen will be wrestling for a fifth-place finish later on this morning. Cowan for a third place.
Another one of those fancy schools. Davenport Assumption has a championship day singling on. Nick Georgine for the Davenport Assumption squad.
Here's that
squad rematch.
Yep.
This is the rematch of the first round where Griffin Osing was a victor in a 1-0 fashion. They find themselves again on the mat facing each other in this consolation semifinal 152-pound action class 2A. We're just underway here. Griffin Osing versus Nick Georgine. It's Albia versus Davenport Assumption. As we open it up, we got a front headlock being applied here by Georgine. Now, separation by Osing, and we're back to the center of the mat.
I believe this was a 1-0 decision, wasn't it, the first opening
1-0.
Day?
1-0.
Yeah, in the second period, Osing rode Georgine for the entirety of the period. Now
he's
Georgine
in deep on a leg,
but a whizzer being applied by Osing, and Osing's got hand control with the whizzer, and Georgine trying to get his legs behind,
ankle.
And we're going to have a stalemate.
Yeah. Good job by Griffin. He got that whizzer and then grabbed that back ankle of Georgine to nullify that shot attempt.
There's an ankle pick attempt by Osing, shucked around by Georgine. Georgine gets behind. He's got the bear hug applied and gets the takedown with 45 seconds left. And now a tilt being applied by Georgine, and he's going to get 2 back points out of that quick bear hug move. Showed the shoulders for just long enough to get a 2-point near fall, 4-0 the score. Davenport Assumption's Nick Georgine on top, 4-0. That's the first points he scored in 7 minutes against Griffin Osing. Now Osing to his base. Georgine trying to cross body ride. 20 seconds remain. First period action, 152 pounds. Consolation semifinal match. Winner of this one will go for third place, folks. You're listening to it live on 96.7 KIIC here at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships at Wells Fargo Arena. It's Albia's Griffin Osing trailing 4-0 as time concludes in the first period. A big move there, a bear hug. Down to the mat with a tilt by Nick Georgine. He turned that bear hug into a 4-point move. Osing shoulders shown to the mat just long enough to allow for the 2-point near fall. And that's your scoring here as we go to the second period. Osing, choice, takes down to start this second period.
Well, he knows he can get out. I mean, that's how he won the match before. He found a way to get out. Apparently, neither one of these guys can find a way to get a takedown, except Georgine did right there in the first period. And maybe Griffin can find a way to get a reversal here and put Georgine on his back.
All right. We're just seconds away also from Jack Leshen from Grinnell. He'll be a 170-pound competitor.
And Davison of Fairfield will be out here. Leshen at 160.
And Leshen gets taken down by Lux from South Tama to start the scoring in that match at 170 pounds. We'll just keep you scored update on those.
Rematch as well. So here, go back 2A and take a look at that. Let's keep the eyes on Griffin Osing trailing 4-1. Get the escape second period. 1:37 to go. Griffin Osing on the mat trying to get the comeback here.
And Jack Leshen does have a rematch with Lux, and it is 2-0 as those two wrestlers go to the second period at Class 2A 170-pound action. The 152-pound match with Griffin Osing and Nick Georgine. It's a 4-1 score. Osing gets loose with 120 to go. They're at the center of the mat on their feet. Griffin Osing trying to set something up. Circles. He's got the pummeling going. Gets around to the side. Tries an ankle pick. Nice counter there by Georgine. And now we're back to our feet with 106 to go. Hand control by Osing. He's got his left hand on the left wrist of Georgine. Looks like he's going to try to shuck that thing down. Georgine with his head nearly onto the mat. Osing on top there. He trails this one 4-1 in the second period with 50 seconds to go. He's still taking care of that hand control.
And we have Seth Davison from Fairfield just coming started right up here on mat number 5. About 30 seconds gone in the first period. No one able to get a takedown quite yet.
Well, Coach, you want to keep an eye on
that one? There's an ankle pick by Osing, and they're out of bounds before he gets control. He does not get the takedown. Comes back to the center of the mat, stopping the action there. Georgine working on his singlet, and looks like maybe some blood time there at 152 pounds.
Well, over here on mat number 5, Seth Davison kind of got tossed right to his back, give up the takedown, but was out of bounds, so didn't give up any back points. Fresh start coming back to center of the mat with a minute 18 left. He trails 2-0.
Over on mat number 7, it's Jack Leshen trailing now to a Lux. 5-0 there, 47 seconds go, second period. As they still work on some blood time over here on Griffin Osing's matchup.
Yeah, Osing with the bloody nose there at 152 pounds. Davison at 170 and Jack Leshen at 170. Both trail. It's Davison down 2-0 against Wilkie from Odebolt Arthur. Leshen trailing 5-0. Lux from South Tama, previously unbeaten and number one ranked until Leshen took care of him in the first round. And just like we saw with Griffin Osing, a rematch here of a first round matchup at Wells Fargo Arena.
Now, one thing we were stating there in the beginning, if you look at this book and look at Osing and Georgine, they had the perfect combination because that's the minimum number of losses that you can have coming in this tournament. So you've got the guy that won the district, and he's undefeated, and then you got the guy that lost his district wrestling first round, and that one loss came in that district championship. So a combination of one loss is the minimum you can hand, and that's kind of unheard of seen in the first round in that kind of predicament.
And Nick Georgine trying to avenge that loss. He's got a 4-1 lead as the action continues at 152 pounds. The wrestlers on their feet. It's Osing from Albia, Georgine from Davenport Assumption, and the 4-1 lead for Georgine, and a shot in there by Leshen as time expires. Cannot get it done as the clock ran out on him, and that was the second time that a good shot there by Griffin Osing.
Spore will take the mat for Knoxville here just momentarily as well, so we'll have four matches going at once. Right now, Jack Leshen trails 5-0. Start of the third period. Leshen trailing Eric Lux 5-0. Third period just underway.
We just got underway third period. Who here too for Griffin Osing? Blood time out there. Stop that for a while. He's up against Nick Georgine from Davenport Assumption. Georgine takes down to start the third period. He's covered by Osing. Osing trying to lock a cradle up here. 10 seconds gone. Third period action at 152 pounds. Meanwhile, Seth Davison goes to the second period trailing 2-0 in his match. He's facing Wilkie from Odebolt Arthur. Now Georgine trying to get out. Double leg takedown attempt here by Osing to take him back to the mat after the stand-up by Georgine. Osing does take him back to the mat. It is 4-1 with a minute 20 to go. I think, Coach Cochran, we're probably going to have Osing cut him to go down by the score 5-1 once we get down underneath 1 minute to go.
I'd do it right now. I mean, you've already seen him wrestle. You couldn't turn him the first match. And if you cut him, you're going to have to try to go feet to back, and you need as much time to do that as you can.
Well, there is 59 seconds to go, and Osing still trying to ride him hard. There's 53 seconds to go. A stand-up by Georgine. Osing takes him back to the mat. Now Osing tees out to the side. Looks like he's going to try to run a power half. Now Georgine sprawled out on the mat. Should see a stall call here any second on Georgine. Not doing anything on the bottom. He's got the three-point lead with 38 seconds to go. Griffin Osing at 152 pounds for Albion needs to make something happen. There is the stall call. Head in the hole for Griffin Osing. Deep waist in
there.
That's a point. And that is a 1 point. 4-2 now. So if Osing could get him turned over with 25 seconds to go, he could tie this thing up or maybe possibly take the lead with a big three-point move. We're out of room on the mat. We go back to the center. 22 Jack, seconds to go.
Jack Leshen over here at 170. Trails 8-0 now to Eric Lux. Leshen with 30 seconds to go. Third period trails to Eric Lux. 8-0 your score over here at 170.
Hey, I'm at 5. Seth Davison trails 3-0. 1 minute left in the second period. They're both on their feet. He's looking for a chance to score here.
Get the Knoxville Colton Spore just underway. Jason Goble of West Delaware, his opponent. He's out in front, 2-0. Goble out in front of Colton Spore on mat number 4.
Osing cuts his opponent. 20 seconds remain in that match at 152 pounds. Osing on his feet. A 5-2 deficit to make up. Counting down through the final 10 seconds for Griffin Osing at 152 pounds. Folks, Griffin Osing trying to stave off the defeat by Nick Georgine. Takes a wild shot in there, but with 4-3-2 seconds to go, it's a little too late for Griffin Osing. He goes down by the score 5-2. Nick Georgine from Davenport Assumption avenges the first round loss. Georgine advances to the third place match. Griffin Osing will compete for fifth.
Well, we just got the contest. Jack Leshen loses 8-0 over here to Eric Lux. So Bryce Leshen, Griffin Osing, and now Jack Leshen will all be wrestling for fifth place later on this morning, probably a little afternoon.
Got Seth Davison right here on mat number 5. 8 seconds left remaining in the second period. Neither wrestler trying to find a chance to get a takedown here, so he's probably going to go in the third period with him behind 3-0, but he will have the option to choose, and I would assume that he's going to go down.
He takes neutral. He must like his chances on his feet. He did get ridden pretty hard there in the first period after the takedown by Wilkie from Odie Bolt Arthur. Way up north there in Sac County, Odie Bolt. We've also got Colton Spore coming up. He's going to be wrestling.
Spore is right here on mat number 4. He's trailing right now 2-0.
And Wilkie just got in on a deep single leg and took Davison down. He finds himself down 5-0.
Oh, and he's putting a half Nelson in there. Wiped off, though. Nice job by Davison wiping it off. Davison going to try to come from behind here 5-0 with a minute and 30 to go. Winner of that one will wrestle for third place.
Spore right now just coming out of a blood timeout 27 seconds to go in the first period. Now here's a tilt back. Put on by Goble. Spore in trouble here, getting some back points for Goble. Spore really in trouble here, guys.
That's a tilt move. You're not going to pin a guy with a tilt. He's going to have to get off the legs to pin him, but he does show the shoulders long enough to get the big three-point near fall. And now he gets off the legs. If he gets chest-to-chest, he might pin him here, but it's not going to happen here. We're going to go to the second period, 5-0. Colton Spore from Knoxville trailing 5-0 at 182 pounds. Seth Davison trailing by the similar score, 5-0. 57 seconds remain on a restart there at 170 pounds for Seth Davison from Fairfield. He trails 5-0 at 170 pounds. It's Wilkie from Odie Bolt Arthur on top of that match. 50 seconds remain. So Wilkie on top. He covers Davison. Davison broken down, sprawled. 45 seconds to go in the match at 170 pounds. It's a consolation semifinal match here on 96.7 KIIC in the live stream on KIICradio.com. Match being brought to you by Ideal Ready Mix, Jay Johnson, and the folks at Ideal Ready Mix for all your concrete needs. So here we go. 25 seconds to go, and Seth Davison, Coach Cochran, broken down here. Needs to find a way to get to his base and make something happen.
He's got to make something happen quick here. He did get to his feet, but he's got to find a way to get a five-point move here. There's one. 10
got
seconds.
The escape. 10 seconds to go. Nice job circling there by Wilkie. And Wilkie knows where he's at on the mat and where he's at in the match. It's a 5-1 lead for Wilkie, and he does a good job circling off the whistle. He's backing up. He's got a stall call to give. A wild shot by Davison and covered by Wilkie, and Wilkie wins by the score of 7-1. At 170 pounds, Wilkie from Odie Bolt Arthur will go for third. Seth Davison will compete for the fifth place medal when we come back here at 170 pounds Class 2A in about an hour. Meanwhile, Colton Spore has 53 seconds to go in the second period of his 182-pound consolation semifinal match. It's Spore from Knoxville. He is out of bounds, trailing 6-0 with 47 seconds to go. His opponent is Goble from West Delaware. Goble from West Delaware came into this tournament with a 44-2 record. Very talented senior. He's going up against Colton Spore from Knoxville. And a 6-0 match. The wrestlers are on their feet, counting down through the final 30 seconds of the second period, Class 2A 182-pound consolation semifinal.
be moving right into the final matchups for these place winners outside the championships. We will have tonight all three mats will be going at the same time, and we will bring you all three classes simultaneously.
As soon as we get done with this Class 2A Constellation semifinal match, we will be going into the medal round. Those will be the medal place matches. There will be a mat. Folks will be going for 7th and 8th, 5th and 6th, and 3rd and 4th.
Well, Goble for West Delaware was the number one ranked kid coming into this tournament for this weight class, and he did only have one loss coming in, and I'm trying to see who he lost to get to where he's at. He lost to the number two ranked Denver Tripola Sheldon Helm, and so Colton Sport needs to find a way to get some points here in the third period as he trails 6-0 with a minute 45 left.
Yeah, that Sheldon Helm from Tripoli, he we saw him earlier. He is a he's a man's man. He has manhandled his way through to the championship. We're going to go to the third period here at 182 pounds. It's a 6-0 deficit for Colton Spore from Knoxville. Starts the period on his feet. In there on a single leg. Nice sprawl there by Goble.
Hey, I've got... Well, I need to give a shout-out to Tanner Cowan from, says, Lakeview School in Centerville. They have a junior high basketball tourney going on, and they're listening in to us right now, so they want to give a big shout-out to Tanner Cowan's win, and hopefully he can find a way to get third place here. So thanks, Henry Ortman, for listening in.
Good old Henry. Hello, Henry. Hello, everyone down in Centerville. Congratulations to you and Cowan. Of course, you are going to be have all your ears pinned back and ready to go tonight as Riley Denny. We'll try to get a championship for Centerville, Southern Iowa, and the Big Red.
Hey, good shuck down and spin around by Colton Spore. And with 40 seconds remaining in his 182-pound match, he gets the scoring started for himself. He now trails by the score of 6-2. There are 30 seconds to go. He's working hard, going to try to turn over Goble. Goble, he's got him broken down, tries an inside cradle. Goble stretches out, busts that off, and now broken down and a stall call against Goble with 19 seconds to go. Colton Sport tries to lock up the cradle. Oh, good sprawl there by Goble, and now a butcher attempt with 10 seconds to go. Now a chicken wing, and Goble gets out on a desperation pin combination by Colton Sport from Knoxville. And as time expires, 7-2 will be your final score in that 182-pound match. And that concludes our consolation semifinal coverage here on 96.7 KIIC at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Your local area wrestlers have competed well, folks. We have got Southern Iowa wrestlers on the mat coming up in the
It's going to be busy, guys.
It
really, really busy.
Busy.
We're going to get the third, fourth, fifth, sixth. All the medals are going to be earned in this next session. And I'm going to take a quick timeout. We'll come back and set things up for that final session here this morning as we get the medals issued out here. And, of course, tonight we'll have all the championship rounds, all three classes, all three mats, all night long as we continue to bring in this exclusive coverage of the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Glad to have all the jock listeners along. You're going to be with us all day long. And tonight as we bring in this exclusive wrestling coverage, high above the mats, high fidelity from the Community First Credit Union Broadcasting Suite. Joe Sinclair, Coach Kevin Cochran from Ottumwa. This is Jason Summer saying we'll be right back after this timeout.
Check out these supervised at Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton and Albia, open 7 days a week. There's a Superbuy on Surefine mac and cheese dinners, 3 for 99 cents. Ragu cheese or pasta sauce, $1.79. Smucker's grape jellies or jam, 32-ounce jars, $1.69. Surefine peaches, pears, and fruit cocktail, 3 for $4. For Superbuy savings, shop Jim and Charlie's.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Congratulations. You found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Is it time to replace your old refrigerator? McFurniture has the Whirlpool French Door Refrigerator with Sixth Sense technology. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators are energy rated and some models exceed the federal minimum standard in energy efficiency. Whirlpool is the most energy efficient French Door Refrigerator available. Don't settle for less. You deserve the best, and you can get the best at McFurniture in Albion. This makes Whirlpool the right choice for you and your pocketbook. That's Whirlpool and McFurniture, a winning combination.
Hi, this is Becky Tino with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Do you know a graduating senior? If so, be sure to let them know that Sheraton Valley Electric is now accepting scholarship applications. To qualify, students must enroll in a full-time undergraduate or graduate course of study in an accredited 2 or 4-year college, university, or vocational or technical school. All applicants, parents, or guardians are required to be members of Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in order to be eligible. Recipients will be chosen on a combination of academic achievements, demonstrated leadership abilities, goals and aspirations, as well as a written essay. For more information or to receive an application, contact Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative at 641-932-7126, visit our website at www.cvrec.com, or visit with your high school guidance counselor. Applications must be postmarked or received in the cooperative office by March 30th, 2013.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the cat and Bowser your bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Welcome back, everyone. Hi, I'm with Matt's High Fidelity here from the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth. We're underway here getting the medals issued out right now. We're going to take 106 and 113 taking the mat. And it is Ryan Kale of Cardinal on the mat at 113.
And something happened down on mat number two. I did not see what happened, but the match was...
Cochran was going to take the mat here someplace.
It was not contested. Yeah. Mat number two was match number 1366, was the fifth and sixth place match for 106 pounds. And that match was not contested, folks. And I don't know exactly what happened.
Cochran's match.
It was Cochran's match. And the wrestlers came to the center of the mat and shook hands. And one of them had their hand raised. And they both had blue on. And I don't know what happened at that match. But it was not contested. I would assume that there was an injury default of some sort. The wrestlers were both there on the mat, but they did not wrestle the match, so I don't know what happened. We'll see if we can get a result here on trackwrestling.com, and we'll give you the result of that fifth and sixth place match for Briar Cochran.
Jaron Glosser just underway here at 120 pounds for the third place finish. Jaron Glosser just getting underway here at mat number two.
And it was Briar Cochran with the victory on an injury default. He got the win. He gets the fifth place iron.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Briar Cochran.
And Jaron Glosser is taking on Kyler Kiner of Ogden. Now, this, I'm not sure, guys, is this a rematch? Because I believe.
Yes, it is. This is the one where Glosser got beat by Kiner in the quarterfinals.
So Jaron Glosser trying to get the win here to get a third place finish for the Rock. It's not only important for him individually, but as a team, the Rock is trying to take home a trophy as a team.
And this is Class 1A medal round matches, folks. It's the Class 1A wrestlers going for their medals. All these wrestlers will stand on the medal podium, and it's Jaron Glosser from Eddyville Blakesburg underway in the first period in a scoreless tie at 120 pounds going for the third place medal. Glosser with an outstanding finish to his last match, got a big pin for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets to move them closer towards their top 10 finish here at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championship at Wells Fargo Arena. And there's a good shot in there by Jaron Glosser, and he gets a stall call. And that stall call is against his opponent. Who is that 120-pounder down there? Jaron Glosser.
Jaron Glosser. Should be Kiner.
Kiner.
Yeah, that is Kiner. That is Kiner. Kiner from Ogden. So stall call already with a minute and a half to go, with a minute and a half gone in this 120-pound match. Glosser, the aggressor. And now we've got a little hand checking, and the official says, hey, let's wrestle, not box.
Over here on the number six mat, it is third place finish being contested by Ryan Kale and Zach Yulvin. Kale of Cardinal, Yulvin of Sloan. They're just underway, and Yulvin is out in front 2-0.
All right. Jaron Glosser, 12 seconds to go. Out of bounds. Shot in there by Kiner. That's the 120-pound third place match. Glosser on his feet. Time expires on a scoreless first period at 120 pounds. Third place medal round action. Glosser from Eddyville, Blakesburg.
Over here on the 113 match, Brian Kale of Cardinal. Still trailing 2-0. 56 seconds to go in the second period at 113 for a third place finish. Glosser will start in the down position to begin the second period. Does a sit out, switch, gets the escape, nearly got the reversal there. And he's out in front 1-0. Jaron Glosser over on 120. Now out in front 1-0. Kale of Cardinal trailing 2-0 in the second period, 29 seconds to go on mat number six. But right now, Glosser trying to get the win for Rocket Nation. 20 seconds gone by, second period, 1-0, Jaron Glosser.
Glosser on top of that match, and got to remember, it might be big later on. A stall call already for Kiner from Ogden. He was backing out on a couple shots by Glosser in the first period and got called for stalling. Now there's an ankle pick attempt there by Glosser. Tries to hook up a bear hug and can't get it done. He actually tried to throw a hip toss, and a good job by Kiner stepping over, getting around the back. Glosser now trying to stave off a takedown by Kiner, but with minute 13 to go, he has to give it up, and it's 2-1. Kiner with the takedown there. It looked like a cowcatcher attempt or some type of a hip toss throw by Glosser that he tried to get in there on Kiner, and Kiner just too good of a wrestler to have that happen to him here. And now we've got a stall call on Glosser, and boy, that official is quick with that hand to go up on stalling.
Kale over here of Cardinal trailing 2-0, being in the third period. He starts in the neutral position, 1:40 to go. Kale trying to get a third place finish for Cardinal. 38-9 is the junior. Let's go back to Jaron Glosser.
Well, he's in the second period. 38 seconds remain. He trails by the score of 2-1. He got the escape to start the scoring, but then a takedown by Kiner, and now Kiner is riding him hard. He's got a chicken wing hooked up with 27 seconds to go. He's got to be careful he doesn't take that elbow pass parallel. But Kiner riding hard, and he's got Jaron Glosser broken down onto the mat. He's got the chicken wing in with 16 seconds to go. Puts the chicken wing in on the left side. Now he takes the wrist, moves the elbow clear across his back, and Jaron Glosser in a little bit of pain here with 5 seconds to go. He staves off any more scoring by Kiner, but he's going to go to the third period with a 2-1 deficit at 120 pounds.
Glosser's match brought to you by Leffler Dirt Work, Ford's Grill in Eddyville, and Cinef Auction Services. Ryan Kale is still trailing 2-0 here, 1 minute to go. For those who just joined us, Briar Cochran did not wrestle in his fifth place finish. It was a contest that was a forfeit due to injuries, but Briar Cochran does finish fifth here at this 2013 state wrestling tournament. Ryan Kale trailing by two here, 40 seconds and counting in the third period. Jaron Glosser on the other match trailing 3-1.
Hey, I need to give a shout out to Briar and Dylan from actually my brother-in-law, Darren Carson, who's the junior high wrestling coach. And he says, I'm stuck in Albia watching a basketball game, but he's listening in.
And Jaron Glosser gets a takedown to start the third period. Just underway, he gets the takedown and immediately cuts Kiner. So the score is now Kiner 4, Glosser 3. It's a one-point deficit for Jaron Glosser.
We've got two great matches going on over here. We keep Glosser going, but 18 seconds to remain here. Kale of Cardinal trailing by two here. Right at the edge of the mat, 10 seconds and counting. Ryan Kale trying to get the takedown at the edge of the mat. Nothing doing there. 8 seconds to go. And counting, and they'll reset themselves at center of mat. Kale trailing by two here. Glosser on the other match tied it, or trailing by 1 minute 15 to left there. Here's a shot in there by Kale on the ankle pick. And they're going to reset a caution there on Kale.
Well, we'll leave it with you as the final seven ticks on the 113-pound match for Ryan Kale expire.
Ryan Kale circles around, trying 4 seconds, trying to make a crunch. 1 second, and that is it. Ryan Kale will finish fourth here for Cardinal. Let's go back to Jaron Glosser. This match being brought to you by Ford's Grill in Indyville. Right now, I know they're preparing lunch for a bunch of people down there. Ford's gathering around, listening to this contest. Come on, Jaron Glosser. For Ford's Grill in Eddyville.
Well, it's a 4-4 contest now. Kiner has been penalized for stalling and a point awarded to Jaron Glosser to tie it up with 45 seconds to go. Jaron Glosser keeping the pressure on with 44 seconds to go. Eddyville Rockets. It's Jaron Glosser trying to stand taller on the podium. He's wrestling for third place. His opponent from Ogden is Kiner. They're out of bounds and reset it with 39 seconds to go at the center of the mat. Both wrestlers on their feet in a 4-4 tie. Glosser in there on a shot. Backed out again by Kiner. Kiner has already been called for stalling twice, and now Glosser keeps the pressure on, and there's another point for Glosser, but Glosser at the edge of the mat gives up a takedown, so it's 5-6. Kiner got called for stalling and a little bit aggressive there. Jaron Glosser backing him out, takes a little bit of a wild shot, and just as Glosser got a stall point, Kiner got behind him on an ill-advised takedown, and 6-5 the score with 19 seconds to go.
Tucker Black looks like, gentlemen, he came to the podium over here and is walking away. They did not wrestle over here. Tucker Black was going to wrestle over here on mat number 4, but he's being walked off the mat, so I didn't see that. Here, let's go back to Glosser.
Glosser trying to get out. He's got 10 seconds to go in his match. He's trying to get out. He's being ridden hard by Kiner. Kiner riding. Sit out by Glosser. And Glosser is going to run out of time. 6-5. Jaron Glosser takes fourth.
No idea what happened here, guys, for Tucker Black. But he walked out there. I don't know if there had to be an injury of some sort.
I would say it's the same thing that we saw with Briar Cochran. Briar Cochran took the mat. His competitor did come out and shake his hand. And Ryan Kale from Cardinal competed. He got beat 2-0. He takes fourth place. Jaron Glosser from Eddyville Blakesburg, heartbreaking 6-5 defeat against Kiner from Ogden. He takes fourth place. We saw Briar Cochran win by an injury default. He takes fifth place. Tucker Black came out to compete.
Don't know which one forfeited there.
Well, I'm going to give that to you here in just a second. I do believe that Tucker Black wound up with injury default win, and he got the fifth place points for Eddyville Blakesburg. I don't have confirmation of that, but we'll get it for you here just momentarily, because those wrestlers did not go to the mat, but Tucker Black did check in to the scorers table. We saw that here at Wells Fargo
Jason
Arena.
Jason Williams stopping by and saying hello from Albia.
All right. How's it going, Wills? All right. Hey, we are at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. These are the Class 1A medal matches, folks. And we've brought you a lot of wild action the last 3 days here from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 KIIC in the live stream on KIICradio.com. We're moving our way through the brackets. We're at 138 pounds. It's the medals round. All the mats are being occupied by Iowa wrestlers, Iowa high school wrestlers competing for third and fourth place, fifth and sixth place, and seventh and eighth place. Those are the medal matches that we're bringing you here on 96.7, and we've got a break in the action here. The upperweights, our great Southern Iowa wrestlers are going for first and second, so while we've got a minute, we'll give some recognition to our great sponsors, go back to the studio, and we'll reset it for you. When we come back, we'll have the completion of the 1A medals rounds, and then we'll roll right into 3A, and then it'll be 2A. So don't go anywhere, folks. This is Iowa High School Wrestling Action on 96.7, and we'll be right back from the well.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community first. Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community first. Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned, and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community first. Credit Union.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
Let's head to Bill and Ray's Truck Shop in Oskaloosa for an unbelievable February special.
Hi, this is Alice from Bill and Ray's. Schedule a laser alignment for your medium to large truck and get $100 off. That's right, $100 off a truck alignment and $50 off a trailer alignment. Proper alignment improves fuel mileage and reduces wear and tear. Bill and Ray's Truck Shop in Oskaloosa features a new trucker's lounge, 16 bays, an on-site parts department, high-tech equipment, and skilled technicians. Schedule your alignment and get $100 off. Call Bill and Ray's at 641-673-3370.
B&W Plumbing and Heating of Albia is your local Rheem dealer. Call Rick at 932-5632 when it's time to update your heating and or cooling systems or for your repairs.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
The wave to Waters. We're gonna treat you right.
Waters is Central Iowa's low overhead leader. Why can they sell for less? Well, their rent, water, and taxes are all lower for starters, so their prices are lower. Come into Waters for the best price in Central Iowa on new Buick and GMC trucks. Waters Autoland, 6569 North in Indianola.
Catch the wave to Waters. Waters Autoland.
Hi, I'm Dan from Danco. Spring will be here soon, and now is the time to be thinking about spring sports. Danco is proud to be the leading athletic outfitter for high schools and leagues throughout Iowa and northern Missouri. To the serious athlete, we offer the expertise to help you find the best equipment and uniforms from the leading athletic brand. You can visit us on the Centerville Square, on the web at www.danco.com, or call our toll-free number 800-326-6261.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
They tell me we haven't talked about our deli sandwiches enough, that some people don't realize we will make a deli sandwich to their order.
Oh my, we have to take care of that. We have 12 deli meats and 14 cheeses to choose from.
And of course, all kinds of condiments to add that special taste they want. All for $3.25 each.
Many people call ahead at 774-2131 or 1-800-479-1343 so that we have it ready when they get here. Some like to see our row of standing orders taped across the counter. They just call and we know exactly what they want.
However you do it, they are great. Try one. You'll enjoy it. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
Red Hall Realty is a family-owned and operated business. For over 30 years, they've served the customers who are buying or selling real estate, settling an estate through a listing or an auction. Red Hall has some of the lowest commission rates available and no hidden charges. And their well-trained brokers can help you with relocation counseling and market expertise. Red Hall Realty is located on the east edge of Sheraton on Highway 34. Stop in and meet the experts or call Todd Shelton at 641-774-4242.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
I want to give a shout out right now. Shout out goes to Zach, Connor, and Aiden from Young Bucks. Say good job to Albie Wrestlers. It make their day, and I hope they're continue to listen. And I heard that they fell asleep listening. So, hey guys, a big shout out to you as well. Thanks for listening. Zach, Connor, and Aiden listening in. Glad to have all of you along for this big ride here. Well, we mentioned earlier that at 145 that Tucker Black had not wrestled yet. And for some reason, there was a little confusion on that. And Tucker will be taking the mat here in just a moment. At 145, just underway right below us on mat number 6. Tucker Black will come out and take on Casey Pence. Tucker Black going for a fifth place finish here for the Rock. It's 43-6 is Black. Casey Pence, 44-6 from West Branch.
Quickly, there's double leg shot in there by Tucker Black. Nice sprawl by Pence. But Tucker Black spins around behind, gets control, and there's two for Tucker Black. They don't give it to him yet, but he's got it. With 48 seconds, yep. Boy, they don't give him that takedown yet, but there
now
it is. Finally, they give it to him. I called it about 10 seconds before it happened, but Tucker Black does get the takedown. He's in control of Pence now with 135 to go in the first period. Class 1A, 145-pound, fifth place match. Tucker Black in control of this one. He's riding hard with 123 to go for the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. Now Black bars the arm on the right side. Pulls it to the back. Now puts the chicken wing in, and they're out of bounds with 106 to go. We'll come back to the center mat with Tucker Black leading, covering Pence by the score 2-0. Get set, Pence. Black covers. Whistle violation there on the official calls it on himself, so no violation there. Now we're underway. Tucker Black, West Branch's Pence comes into this contest. Casey Pence, he was 44-5 on the year. He gets the stand up. Black drops down to the knee, elevates that knee, and cuts him. 2-1 the score now with 45 seconds to go. Tucker Black was going to give up one there, not two. And at the center mat, Pence comes back. Shot in there by Black, countered by Pence. Now Black with front headlock in. 30 seconds to go. And a double leg now by Tucker Black. Works it into an nice inside cradle. Gets the 2 points. Rolls him over on his back. Now back points are being awarded. It's a 4-1 score for Tucker Black. He's scoring back points. He's got the 3 back points now. It'll be 7-1. But Tucker Black can't quite get the pin there. But a great job by Tucker Black for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. Some great near fall points there to extend his lead to 7-1. And he's got Pence where he wants him to. As time expires in the first period, this fifth place match, Tucker Black will go to the second period with a 6-point lead. And great job there by Tucker Black. Had that double leg takedown. Looked like he could have just taken him down, but instead puts his hand up, puts the half Nelson in while Pence was on the way to the mat after that double leg. He just elevated him, took him down, and had the half Nelson in when they hit the mat. Got the nice 3-point near fall. So it's a 7-1 lead for Tucker Black. He's going for fifth place points for Eddyville Blakesburg here. This is Class 1, 145-pound action for you, live on 96.7 KIIC. We're going to start the second period. Black covering Pence. Pence takes the down position. He was able to score an escape from the down position early in the match. That is his only point. It's a 7-1 lead for Tucker Black. Tucker tries a tilt, but nice job sitting out there by Pence. Pence gets out, and Tucker Black quickly in on double leg and makes the score 9-2. So that quick, an escape and a takedown. Black back on top. He leads by 7 now. The score is 9-2. Now Black going to try that tilt again. He tries that tilt. A little bit not quite past parallel. So Tucker Black going to hook it up again and try that tilt with 1:15 to go here in the second period, leading 9-2, Class 1, 145-pound match.
Well, this match brought to you by First Iowa State Bank, serving you in two locations, Albion and Eddyville. Eddyville Lumber, they have everything for all your building projects and more. Check them out. And, of course, Cinef Auction Services. We can do your auction at your location or
ours.
And now a chicken wing being applied, and Tucker Black can roll him over. Yeah, he walks ahead. He walks ahead, gets the chicken wing. He's got him stretched out, turned over. It's going to be a three-point near fall move. One, two. Yes, there's the three near fall points. Okay, Tucker Black's got 40 seconds to go in the second period. He's got Pence from West Branch stretched out. And can Tucker Black get the pin for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets, folks? He's chest to chest. If he can get that half Nelson reversed, I think he will be able to. But a good job by Pence rolling out of it. And it's a three-point near-fall move for Tucker Black. Makes the score 12-2. A big 10-point lead with 20 seconds remaining. Tucker Black has a 10-point lead. Now, Tucker going to try to chicken wing in on the other side. He's got the arm barred. Tries to chicken wing on the right side now. He worked that chicken wing on the left side to his advantage to get that big three-point near fall. He's got a 12-2 lead right now. And we've got a stalemate call. Nope, out of time in the second period. Out of time in the second period. 12-2, Tucker Black leading. He will take that 10-point lead to the third.
See you, Coach Cochran. You're on your way out. Good luck tonight, buddy. We will see you after you get the gold medal, and we'll look forward to talking to you.
Thank you. I got to go get dressed.
Look good in a suit, buddy.
I got to go step it up a notch.
All right. Have a good time, buddy. We're looking forward to a big night for you in Ottumwa.
All right. Coach Kevin Cochran joining us this morning in the broadcast booth high above the mats in high fidelity on 96.7 KIIC. Tucker Black in the neutral position to start this third period. Gets the takedown, makes the score 14-2. It's a 12-point lead for Tucker Black at 145 pounds. He works up top, tries the half Nelson. Folks, with a 12-point lead, he could turn him over here to get the big three-point near fall and score the tech fall for your Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets and take home the fifth-place hardware back to home in Wapaloo County. Now Tucker Black has got the chicken wing in on the right side, half Nelson on the left. He's got Pence from West Branch broken down. It looks like he's going to try to run that chicken wing around the right side. He's got the chicken wing on the right side. He bars the arm on the left. His opponent, Pence, is stretched out, and now Pence trying to get to his base. Tucker Black with the chicken wing walks the head, and he's got time, he's got patience, he's got him stretched out. He's got the figure four on the head, gets a little bit too high, and Pence comes out the back. So a two-point near fall makes the score 16-2. The two-point reversal for Pence makes it 16-4, and Tucker Black trying to get the tech fall there. Jason Summers, well, he knew where he was at, and Pence now has to cut Tucker Black. And it's a 17-4 now with the escape by Black. He leads by 13 points. If he can get the takedown with 17 seconds to go, he will win by the tech fall. And there it is.
Takedown right
there. 19-4, a 15-point tech fall with 12 seconds remaining in the match. Tucker Black is your winner by technical fall. A big 15-point win. Congratulations, Tucker Black. That was a great job, and I'm sure everybody back home is proud of you.
Win, courtesy of Ajinomoto Heartland USA, providing cost-effective feed grain amino acids and is the front runner in amino acid nutritional research. Also sponsoring that contest is Eddyville Lumber, Cinef Auction Services, Ford Grill in Eddyville, Leffler Dirt Work, First Iowa State Bank, and UGL, providing facility maintenance for Cargill.
Hey, want to make sure that we give these people the credit they are due, and I'm talking about all the cheerleaders. They have been doing a great job hitting the mats, doing their cheers, and not just the local schools that we love to bring you their wrestling action, but it's part of the tradition here at Wells Fargo Arena at these Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We've got the ladies from Albia. I want to mention them by name. It's Michaela Clark, Brittany Bowersock, Devin Yarkowski, who brought us those wonderful snacks. Also, Hannah Clark, cousin Colby Sinclair. Hi, Colby. And Holly Duncan. Thank you, ladies, very much. You are the Albia Blue Demon Wrestling cheerleaders, and you're here rooting on all of your favorite Blue Demon wrestlers, including Shadow Leshen, who will be here tonight. And those cheerleaders will be right there mat side doing the same cheers that they did all winter long at all of those dual meets and tournaments. And it is a wonderful job that they did for the Albia Blue Demons all year long. So thanks very much, girls.
How awesome was it they brought these nice goodies up here for us and have taken care of us. Thank you very much, ladies.
Got that on the webcam. And we got a minute to take a break here before we get to Dylan Conley from Moravia. He's going to compete at the Class 285-pound match, trying to get himself a seventh-place finish. He will be a medalist here at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. That's going to be the next feature match that we bring in at 285. We got a couple minutes to get ready for that one, so we'll send it back to the studio. Recognize our great sponsors on 96.7 KIIC. It's Joe and Jason at the Well. We'll be right back.